This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
My Stiggy and Sarah Love on FUBAR Radio.
Trip over what they heard. Let them talk the talk until the night you choose to go and purge. I came in when the rest of you struggled and failed to flourish. Conversations with the flirts. She said I'm good as herbs. Get them high from the hood to the suburbs. No one can take your power even if a storm occurred. It ain't man-made, but whether or not you pay, don't help or hurt. It's a perk. Jam the squad written on my shirt. I got a lane, but all the lines around me dotted. I can merge. I can do what you can, but you can't do the same with words as I. And watch my street cred go multiply. They say the streets respect the real ones. The one is really die. It's just me and young blood. It's where I get all of my power. The night I got a chain from Mr. Flyers, I gave it back when I got done rapping the same hour. I ain't 5%. Let's be talking the top MCs, and I'm in the top of that. The rest beneath me all cowards. When it spits, look around. It's meteor shies. I watch the stars fall, fall, fall. Yeah, this what you call power.
Let's talk about power. Let's talk about yours and ours to pay the allowance. Let's talk about 100,000 kids raving and bouncing, craving and drowning in words the day I pronounce it. Let's talk about power. Let's talk about doers and donors. The house I built when I was homeless and sleeping in corners, sharing Coronas and Blackie Miles, donuts and El Caminos, talking loud, scraping and combing, residue every morning. Talk about legacy. Let's talk about the life of celebrity versus integrity. Curse the first one that thirsts for necessity, searching for equity versus the earth that birthed us indefinitely. First the verse I wrote in jeopardy, surfing the laws of the universe and destiny. Church and a god is all that's ever been ahead of me. Let's talk about my power, the golden showers. Granted to be on your cameras and store counters. He's bananas, competitive, we can dance. Seize the damage, no more for it, peed his pants. My second LP had real niggas on POTUS lawn. My 7 trophies is at my granny's in heaven's arms. I'm in Jamaica like Wagwan, my feet is out. My hair is long and fatwa coming from my mouth. Me, I go outdoors, it's time to bless up area. Rude boy, me, I wear a boat to fearless. I shot niggas and shot movies 10 years later. Dear God, why you show me so much favor amongst the haters and wickedness? Deliver the child from evil convictions and frivolous. Debates about who's the permanent MC of the millennium. And it's all for the Benjamins. And I'm all of y'all nemesis. And I'm all in all happy. None of y'all can fathom who Kendrick is. The only one that ever did wrote Book of Genesis. Motherfucker, that's power.
That's power.
sensitivity is very sensitive to mine.
Hey, what up, Cass, man? This your boy Crunch, man, checking in. I ain't heard from you in a couple of weeks, man. Holler at me when you get this message, though. Holler at me. It's important. Holler at me. But, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. I got a new toy. I got a brand new toy. So you know what I'm getting ready to do to it, baby. Turn through that chrome on that thing, baby. That chrome coming in June, baby. I've been chicken chasing all summer. You dig me? I've been chasing chicken all summer. Pocket muscle. That's the new thing now. Pocket muscle, a.k.a. chicken.
Oh, my goodness. That tune is still sounding absolutely banging to me. Of course, that's from the album Layla's Wisdom. The track is Power. Kendrick Lamar on there. Lance Skywalker, produced by Ninth Wonder. A lot of people saying that's one of their favourite albums of the year, courtesy of Rhapsody. This is your girl, Sarah Love. But before we go any further, we have to say a big thank you to Ian Boldsworth. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR. And if you missed that show and any FUBAR show, you can hit them up and listen back, download on the website. Last week, right here, we brought you an interview with Brother Ali. Mice caught up with the main man himself. He was in the UK on tour. So check it out. FUBARradio.com/shows/hiphop is the place to go. And today we have more goodies galore for you on the way, including the one and only Rick Brown. Branson, formerly of Universal Soldiers. He's going to be live in the studio with us. I cannot wait. And we're also going to be joined by Amy True, also live in the studio. Mice is going to be investigating as soon as he gets here. And we have open mic goodies for you on the way, a dope gig guide, and lots of cool new music as well. So get in touch, because we love hearing from you guys, because this show is truly all about you. The email is hiphop@foobarradio.com, and you can also find us on Twitter at FUBAR Radio, at Mice Diggy, at DJ Sarah Love. So keep it locked, because it's going to be a good one today, and so much cool things going on in the world that I want to share with you guys as well. But first, I thought it's only correct that we play you once again this super exclusive track, courtesy of Kalashnikov, that we debuted last week on the show. This is called No Pain, No Gains, and it's produced by the one and only Funky DL. This is Hip Hop. It's your girl, Sarah Love, taking care of you till 6 p.m. with my Sticky.
Watch ya. When you earn as much as I earn, then you can tell me what you want. Until then, just keep your pussyclaat mouth closed.
Yeah. No pain, no gains, pocket full of Bobby and a wallet full of nose canes. So you can chase the dragon lord, you can ride the ghost train. So demonic, but the prophet keeps me so sane. Trying to roll safe, like cruising in a slow lane. Car roads rage, dudes are tucked away. You got a few stuck in the old ways. I grew a couple grades, a couple brothers need road gain. Yeah, yeah. Grew stress, now we grow strains. But the irony's so strange, the way that we act is like we're back in the stone age. Chromed out straddy, got a bally, said there's no case. No wait, wait, things are getting massive. Man attacking man with acid, man his use ain't got no brain. No shame, what happened to the old ways? What happened if that was your old dame? Old mate, you be clapping up the whole lane, acting like the old same. Who's sad, I'm moving like a loose cannon, but his use ain't got no aim.
So what happened to your job, man? How come you still there, yeah, this time of the day?
Nothing happened to my job. My job's cool.
Cool? No, sir. It's 2 men inside, yeah. And 1 hour work and 1 hour work. Yeah. You hear me?
Insight, foresight, give thanks for more life. But they're trying to take yours with strap or knife. Big banks moving like organized crip gangs. Cowboys and Indians, you can get your wigwam. Supply conspiracies and theories of big bangs will get your double digits while you're sitting in a pig can. Riding a bird on the wing, feeling like a waste man king. But nothing like a bin man, but I still dust man. Cause all we got is us fam. Train without a coach, I ain't waiting for you to bust man. Try touch man, I'll bust back before the dust land. All you see is dust and
I'm not sure anymore, more. Who is knocking at my door, door? On the faces that I know, German is so sunny and blue. But I man can't see this in the sky, sky. And I'm sorry, already die, die. Missing me, oh my, my. Missing me, oh my. Yeah.
yo, what the deal, baby? It's your boy KGR, CQ1YC, home of the Thoroughbreds. And right now I'm up here chilling, you know what I'm saying, with my girl, Sarah Love, Mike Sticky. Foobar Radio, baby, you heard?
Foobar Radio presents...
I sometimes get criticised for sort of like having a go at you and stuff. I think it's always completely warranted.
Because
Before we came on air, when we were just getting along just fine and just having a chat, and then you just threw me the curveball of you about Fast and Furious stage show.
Yeah.
What did you ask me?
Will there be cars on stage at the O2?
Will there be cars in it?
But do you know what I mean?
Why do you think, what, no, do you think it's going to be a little play in the corner?
So I mean,
it's like, the Fast and the Furious show now.
But.
It's like going to see Peter Pan and saying, do you think they'll actually fly in this? Of course they will. It's part and parcel of it.
Every Monday.
Ian Molesworth.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Morning, nigga, that tried to run game. Get a hollow point rooted in your brain. Tag, nigga. One nation for the people. Ain't nobody equal. We the chosen few. Here to go insane. This a chess boxing mystery. Going down in history. The 36 chamber full of flame. Back and forth on the last stand. The world is in my hand. Basic trainers over time to war.
Hey, yo, the rap nigga got a shotgun in his hand. Let off. The wheelchair nigga got up and ran. Died with his man. Shout out to cameras. Hopped in the van, vanished. But sun will come out tomorrow and blam. Rock is a damn animal monster. Bigfoot, I will Sasquatch it. A Godzilla, take a quick look, look. Brownsville crooked, right with the beam. Take your French vanilla butter pecan, your ice and your cream.
Monster rockness with my nigga Hot Nicks. Flow like a pound of loud, how we got the spot lit. See that white light flash right before I hit you. I should've just rocked pinstripes with the whistle. I'm so official, I'm so for real, so physically ill. Sickness, no cure, no prescription or pill. Can stop the head crack, this is 2 5s and a 6. Who can't click, you know my niggas do that shit. Do that shit.
Same morning nigga that try to run game, get a hollow point rooted in your brain. Tag, nigga. One nation for the people, ain't nobody equal. We the chosen few, here to go insane. This a chess boxing mystery, ain't going down in history. The 36 chamber full of flame. Back and forth on the last stand. The world is in my hand. Basic trainers overtime to war.
It's only natural, actual facts are thrown at you. Impact and blow trees back and crack statues. One thing's for sure, two things for certain. Gun game is raw, I do things in person. Face my fears, fears embraced. Make this clear, there ain't fear no man except God, you hear? Hey. Now back to my typical verse. Murder, death, kill, Brownsville, don't get hurt. Hey. Hard bars, bullet to your brain frame is beef tartare. Bloody and gun hungry, falling back with the war tower. Studying at 120, call me back at the guard hour. Acknowledge my wisdom. See me with Bernadette, you best acknowledge my wisdom. I got 3 kids and claim 2 on taxes. Pop 3 wigs and made 2 closed caskets. Wu-Tang.
Shame on the nigga that tried to run game. Get a hollow point rooted in your brain. Tag, nigga. One nation for the people, ain't nobody equal. We the chosen few, here to go insane. This a chess boxing mystery, ain't going down in history. The 36 chamber full of flame. Back and forth on the last stand. The world is in my hand. Basic trainers overtime to war.
This for diamond rockers, ice lit, known to take off in choppers. Motorcycle gloves on, drugs in the Benz poppers. Hood caviar, Ben Savvy guard, Harry Winston Bengals. Flooded with 40 carats of Pringles. A vet rhymer, flies a jetliner. Look at the wall, mad pictures of my team, I regret grinding. Brick paper, flip paper, known to just Vic paper. Yo, slide off and rewind the time. To the crumbs peeping, my niggas we eating. It's the movie, make it neatly. Buy big jewels, fuck with the dimes. Oven roast one. Y'all posting, trying to be the most, you not real. You fuck around and get lined. This is facts, either you winning guard or getting tax, giving zippers. Chess cave niggas and give them nap. Meet the fly Jameson boys, 10 to 12 toys, meet the voices. Buy a bitch oysters and blow it back out.
Shame on the nigga that tried to run game. Get a hollow point rooted in your brain. Tag, nigga. One nation for the people, ain't nobody equal. We the chosen few, here to go insane. This a chess boxing mystery, ain't going down in history. The 36 chamber full of flame. Back and forth on the last stand. The world is in my hand. Basic trainers overtime to war.
Incarcerated Scarface,
phrases, Cuban links and matching bracelets. Just coming home from catching violent drug cases. Them the niggas I be fucking with. And poopy niggas eat a dick. New niggas out here doing way too much sucker shit. On some whack shit. Fuck this rap shit. Bust the cat shit. Drew won't know what happened. Cause I do a doli. Potato over pistoli. Fuck your fam. I want your life. Fuck your rolling.
I flow fluently. Who I be that villain of your bees? Lassie's back. Oh, I squeeze gas. We don't need that. Do we? Do we? Just keep it rap. Groovy. That lean and skinny jeans. That's why you rap. Booties. Hooties. Kids in the hall. This is bigger than y'all. Monkeys in the middle. I'm like middle finger of them all. I ain't got no issue. If you scared, then get you a dog. I'm like Michael Vick. You take from the rich and give to the poor.
Real fire. Grip the Iron Man like Tony Stark. Throwing darts. Watch the shallow parts. All the homies sharp. Know the art. Master killer bars. Hold the golden arms. Leg, leg. Arm, head to toe. Dipped in camouflage. I inspect the deck. Prep Decepticons. Jizzle with the RZA. Y'all pawns on the chessboard. Cap your dawn. Chef of hard bars. This is God degree. Float like a butterfly. Sting like a killer bee.
Help, help.
That still sounds dope. Sean Price, Clans and Clicks, that track, featuring Smith and Wesson, The Rock, not The Rock, sorry.
It's Rock. The Rock, baby. Oh, shit, Rock,
Rock. Not to be confused with The Rock. Method Man, Raekwon, Inspector Deck, Full Monday on that track. That's produced by Rock, Knox.
Rock. He's Rock. Rock is the rockness.
Yeah.
Just in case people are as confused as we are sometimes. Out this bitch. Especially when you look out the window after having a nice little brunch. What the fuck is this? Ain't brunch weather. What the hell is going on out there, man?
See, that's that. Me and Mice had this conversation at the weekend. We're like, we're so grown up. We're like going to dinner and stuff.
Yeah.
We can't like make it to hip hop shows because we've got
all my bridges. Before it used to be like, yeah, come around, let's bun, you know what I mean? Rare, play some video games, then go raving. Now it's like, yeah. So, maybe we link up and go for dinner, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all right. You know what I mean? I don't really know. The worst thing about, for me personally, with dinner,
yeah,
I don't mind going out to dinner every now and again,
okay,
but I'm just not good with having a conversation with food in my mouth, let alone with other people just talking to me and their whole shit is just being grinded out. Yeah, I'm just like, man, this is not enjoyable, and I beg you don't spit your macaroni and cheese all over my hors d'oeuvres and that.
So that's worse than having the conversation where someone's screaming in your ear at a show.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's hardcore.
Weighing it up.
I'll be honest, I can block my ears.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a bit ruder to cover my food.
Yeah. And edges, but the napkin over the plate when the other person's talking. Yeah. I wear earplugs when way. I go to the club. I wear earplugs
whenever
I go to shows.
You should, man. Like, well, it's not really that natural for us to be listening to music that loud. And especially like our line of work, it's always loud music somewhere. You know what I mean? Right in your eardrum.
And here's a tip. Most clubs, if you go to the bar and ask the bar staff if they have a pair of earplugs, they give you a brand new pair of earplugs.
Ooh,
yeah.
That sounds like just trying to slip that liability punch, isn't it? Try to slip that liability jab. Like, yeah, just in case. If they start complaining about eardrums feeling funny or whatever, I'd say, bruv, look, we offered you these.
Yeah,
these
don't
you
try
might
it.
Not have seen them, but they were on the way in when you were asking if your name's on the guest list. Right by there was a jar. You thought they were sweets, but they were actually earplugs.
It's no joke, because when you lose your hearing, like my drum teacher taught me at university, the most valuable instrument you have as a musician are your ears. You know, and once your hearing is
the way you dropped,
but once your hearing is damaged, there's very little you can do to recover from that. Yeah. But whereas, segue Sarah steps into the place to be, whereas it's incredible the kind of injuries that you can sustain that often people die from. So this dude, 33 years old French man known as Frank, he had an accident at
Francois.
Yeah. An accident at work last September, and he suffered 95% burns all over his body. So 95% of his body was burnt off and he almost died, but he survived a skin graft from his twin brother. saved his life.
His twin brother.
His twin brother gave him a skin graft, and this saved his life. So his he burnt his skin, removed the burnt skin was removed, and he received thin layers of skin from his brother Eric's scalp, back, and thighs, which were stretched like fishnet stockings. The surgeon told Le Monde newspaper.
Trust French doctor to be like throwing a little bit of
sauciness.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Spice just it
some
up
French
bit.
Sauces for you. You know, like. You know, like the what's it called?
What's the famous
Anne Summers? That's it. You know, like the French version of Anne Summers. You know, you stretch this as long as you can. This is what we did to the skin. Yes.
Yes, and so Eric saved his brother Francois' life. He had about 10 grafts of surgery over 4.5 months in hospital, and because they're genetically identical, the donor was not rejected. And normally with skin grafts that take place using skin from a deceased person, a deceased donor, and typically it's rejected within weeks, so it was quite like a big thing that Eric did. So, you know,
big up.
Eric, he saved Francois' life with the skin graft.
Some Wolverine shit. Like, it's hard to even fathom like how that works, how you take somebody's skin.
Isn't it incredible?
Yeah, and then put it on somebody else.
Isn't it incredible? Wow, like, imagine the hours of surgery to do something like that. And, you know, this weekend, me and my family, we were having a conversation over our Sunday lunch about being organ donors. Mm. And, you know, just discussing how, like, I'm not going to have any use for my kidney when I'm dead.
Mm.
Like, what greater gift could you give than to save someone's life? Like, imagine that's somebody who's connected to a whole community. Like, maybe they're a parent, maybe they're a child of someone. And then hearing that story earlier this year, the woman who her son was dying and donated his face to this dying dude to save the guy's life, and then the mother went and met the dude.
Wow.
And she was like, yeah, looking at her son. And then you hear those stories. Yeah.
And so what was that, like a skin graft thing as well?
Yeah, but where the guy had had some, I think it was again some sort of major burn or something, and he wasn't going to survive, and then this dying dude donated his face.
And then what, they were the same sort of similar how does that work? Did it have to be? Because when you're saying son, how old was he?
Oh, these are like adults.
Okay,
like, so
okay.
I think they were in like their 30s, 40s or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
And his whole face.
And then you hear those stories. I've heard those stories as well, of the person where they've donated someone, again, someone dying, donated their heart to somebody. And then the family of the person who died went and met this person. And then the mother talking about putting her hand on the dude's chest and feeling her son's heartbeat. Do you know what I mean?
It's kind of creepy, but yeah.
It's creepy, but beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Because people are so, like,
the face thing, though, I'm thinking, so how does it, you know, like, it's, you know, what I'm trying to figure out with the face thing is, does he look like her son then?
Yeah.
But even with a different bone structure.
Yeah, but there were like similarities.
Man, that would creep me out at first. Obviously, yeah. At first I'd be like, what?
Yeah, but then that's why for the mother, she like made this journey to another country and stuff to meet the guy who received the donor.
We are in the future right now. Do you remember that film, Face Off? That was like 90s.
Yes,
and you're just like, right, imagine, that'd be mad. You'd never be able to, like,
this is entertaining.
Yeah. They've really done it. John Travolta and Nicolas Cage have really done that shit now. Fucking
but
hell.
But what wonderful gift to give. Like, I think there's a big campaign to change the law where everybody is automatically an organ donor rather than it being something that you opt for.
Yeah,
like,
I'd be an organ donor.
I think it should be the other way around, where you opt not to donate organs.
Make me an organ donor. Yeah, and then throw the rest of my bits and bobs. You know what I mean? Obviously, there's certain bits people might want to keep in a pickle jar.
Just go and pick yourself up.
If you've got
up,
a jar big enough. And throw the rest of me either in the sea or in a rainforest. Do you know what I mean? And feed whoever needs it. Come take a bit of me. You know what I mean? Take a bit of this shiny forehead. Take
I'm
it
down
wherever
with
you
that.
Want.
Yeah, see the solar power that you could be contributing.
You'll just live on through all types.
Forehead,
I'll be a killer whale, baby seal, crabs, them little weird little, you know, sea slug things. I'll be all of that shit. Prawns.
I'm well down with that. Because also, that's what we were talking
mushrooms.
About this weekend. Rather than being buried and it just being like this one place where you go to be...
I got it. Rather than being buried, become a berry.
Hey!
Give me a clap for that. Yeah, there you go. All right.
Oh,
yeah,
you missed it. Sorry, you need another report. Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Okay, that was good. No, because in like
outer Mongolia, t-shirts,
that'd be good, wouldn't it? But in outer Mongolia, Mongolian cultures, when somebody dies, they take the corpse and leave it on the top of the mountain.
And let all the hawks
and then
come
all
at
the birds
it.
Eat it. See, I would love that.
Imagine that, boy.
My mum didn't seem too impressed when I said that yesterday. She was like, I'm not too sure about that.
Well, what animal does she like? You just tell her, all right, and that, like, you know what I mean? Goat.
Yeah.
Just grind me up and feed me to the goats. How about that then?
But I think coming with sustainable ways of, you know.
Come on, man. You're putting yourself in this wooden coffin. Like, how long does it take? Worms are like, bruv, I ain't got time to be trying to burrow through that shit. You know what I mean?
Mm. And then, like, your descendants, like, in some families, the family dies out, isn't it? So it's just, like, a tomb left there doing nothing, taking up valuable space that people could be living on or could be used for,
you know,
agriculture.
Think about this as well, because they say it's like organ donors, you know, they start to feel, they get memories from some of the organs that they've been donated, right?
That's crazy.
So, you know, imagine... I get buried out in the forest somewhere. Do you know what I mean? You never know. There might be, you know, one of them little marmoset things that's got bars. That can spit a few bars. You never know. Yeah, you
like,
could be part of
we
this evolution.
Like plants and shows and clubs.
Yeah. Marmoset. Look at my rapping marmoset. No one knows. Shit, that was that big forehead dude, Mike Stiggy, used to rap. But yeah, you never know,
your
man.
Bars. I know. So I just think, what a wonderful thing. I would love to donate my organs. Not donate
not
my
now.
Body to science, but yeah. Once
you wouldn't do that?
No, because, well, you hear people say horror stories of, like, medical students just, like, violating corpses and things, is it? Well, I mean, that's all hearsay. That could be fake news.
But
so
think about that.
That's
still helping somebody, Sarah. The bottom line is, you're still helping somebody,
it's
you
true,
know what I mean?
It's
spare
true.
It ain't rape a dead corpse than a live person, you know what I mean? You got to look at the glass half full.
Yeah, be open-minded, man. Don't judge people, man.
Blame him.
But, you
like,
know...
rape me. When I'm dead, rape the fuck out of me. As long as you don't do it to a real person, you know what I mean?
We'll organise that party.
Yeah.
Yeah. In honour of Mice's memory. Let's all just have Jesus. Our 10 minutes in the
people just watching room. Like, he's such a good man. He's such a good man.
So generous. Yeah. So generous. God, we're twisted, dear. Man. But anyway, we digress.
It's a dark Monday.
Back to the...
Big up, big ups!
Yep.
Because it was DJ Red Alert's birthday.
Oh, wow.
He's 61, Mike.
61?
Yeah.
Still DJing as well.
Still DJing. Jeez. It was his birthday on the 27th of November, so, you know, forgot to, like, fully shout him out properly. But, you know, he was named one of the 50 most influential people in music by Rolling Stone magazine. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That, you know... they recognise, at least. Red Alert is the only hip-hop DJ honoured with a display in the radio section of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well.
Wow.
Which I think says something. And, you know, he was just instrumental in so many people's careers. He was one of the first DJs to perform with the Zulu Nation in the early 80s. He used to shout out his listeners across the whole tri-state area. And those are the days where it was like... that was big, serious, big deal to get a shout out. It's still a big deal to get a shout out. So hit us up on Twitter at Foo Bar Radio. And he also played a vital role in the Bridge Wars, records. If you missed, that was like, you know, between BDP and MC Sharon, Marley Marl and the Juice Crew. If you missed when the Juice Crew were on the show, where were you?
Yeah.
But you should go and listen back to that at foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop.
Yes.
And also Red Alert, like, you know, really, he is... when, like, cassette tapes got popular in the 70s, he was the first DJ to record mixed compilation albums, which Ooh. Later got known as mixtapes.
Mixtapes, yeah. Shit, so he was the first one.
Yeah, so he's credited with that. And, you know, just, like, all-round cool dude. I just think it's so important that we recognise, like, people who have really paved the way, because, like, our friend Chester P said, you ain't even an acorn. Hip-hop is a tree. It's got lots of branches, lots of roots, and all the artists are leaves, you know? Mm. So we're all part of this. And... on another Woo theme, shouts out to Damien, locked into the show in Milton Keynes.
Which Damien?
Damien. Damien, hip hop lover Damien. Oh. He said Martin Shkreli, apparently, he may be forced to hand over the only existing copy of the Wu-Tang album Once Upon a Time in Shaolin.
Why?
To federal authorities because prosecutors are looking to seize $7.4 million in assets from Shkreli, who acted as the pharmaceutical executive and hedge fund manager before he was convicted of securities fraud earlier this year.
That is hilarious.
He's also got Lil Wayne's unreleased record, The Carter 5, but he can keep that one.
How did he get that?
I don't know. Every day he's hustling. And
look, Wayne, man, I got, you know what I'm saying? I got vaccine for AIDS, man. Now, no, you kind of look like you might need that shit, you know what I'm saying? Swap me that album.
That's
that you
cold,
ain't putting.
Yeah. Keep that album. We don't need to hear that, I don't think. But the Wu album, you know what?
Big up
to Wu-Tang, because that's been certified by Guinness Book of Records as the most expensive album in existence.
Did I not say that? In the interview, go back. If you missed the interview with RZA and Mathematics.
Where were you?
Yeah, where were you? But you can go and check that back at foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. Or you can see, if you want to see our pretty faces as well, you know what I mean? You could check it out on YouTube. But I said it. I was like, shouldn't that be in the Guinness Book of Records for... What did I say though? I said one, you know, going platinum by selling one unit or some weird shit like that. I probably didn't even sound that smart when I said it.
That sounds pretty smart
to
me.
But something like that, where I was like, right, that should be in the Guinness Book of Records, because I don't think that's happened. I know people have sold albums for like crazy amounts via eBay because it's an old ass relic or something. But this is like a brand new album coming out. Only one person bought it and they went platinum, like I'm sure a couple times, in it.
Crazy, right?
Like, wow.
Selling, yeah, made more out of that one record than people made selling enough copies of their album.
I should be in the Guinness Book of Records for making that prediction.
Predicting this stuff, I mean? You know.
They're listening to us, Sarah. Pretend they ain't listening. They're listening.
In it. The secret spies out there. But also on the Woo tip.
Big up.
ODB, happy birthday.
Oh, shit. Today?
No, not today. But he died on November the 13th for 2004, mice. How's the time flown?
That's crazy.
Of a drug overdose. That's just tragic to me. And that was 2 days before his 36th birthday. Like, imagine in 36 years the impact that he made. Of course, as one of the founding members of Wu-Tang, he's a solo artist in his own right. To me, he's one of my favorite feature artists.
Yeah.
Like, he's just so charismatic. His voice is just so easily identical. You will never mistake Oh Dirty Bastard for someone else.
It's true.
And also, the other reason why I think he deserves big up is because I think he has one of the best names in the history of hip hop.
Yeah,
MCing.
That's true. And he's also, not lying there, man.
Like, that's one of the best names. And then he's also known as the Bizza. Osiris and shit. You got Big Baby Jesus. That's another cool name.
Yeah, that's a wicked name.
Old Dirty Blocks. And yeah, it's just so many cool names. And I just think he was like I miss him.
Yeah, man.
And so, you know, I thought it was only correct that we hear his voice today. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, my Stiggy.
And coming up, we're going to be speaking to Amy True. We've also got Rick Branson coming through to the studio. And we're going to be getting into Mice's investigation as well. But, you know, it was only correct we set it off a little bit like this.
Oh, fuck you, can't even sing.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on a natural charge, bon voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, he's on the swarm. Rain on your college ass, just don't come. But you didn't even touch my skill. You gotta go to one killer B, and he ain't gonna kill now. Drop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. For any MC in any 52 states, I get psycho killer Norman Bain. My producer slam, my flow is like bam. Jump on stage, and then I dip down. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw.
They got lessons, keep the feeling in this rain. Well, the dust can be still hard to root. Well, the water's high,
shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. All for the natural Charles Bon Voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, hubby's on the swarm. Rain on your college ass, this so dumb. But you didn't even touch my skill. You gotta vote the one killer, be any ain't ever kill now. Drop that down, pass all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. But any MC in any 52 states, I get psycho killer, Norman Bass. My producer slam, it was like bam, jump on stage and then I dent down. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all. Yeah. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all. Shimmy, yeah, shimmy, 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 yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away.
Wow! So I can take it away.
Amazing.
My mum used to be like, what is wrong with this boy? Why are you so kunk? I'm like, bruh, I'm doing old dirty bastard. What did you call me? Kunk, kunk. I was like, yeah, I ain't winning
okay,
with this shit.
Yeah. It's FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, my Stiggy, taking care of you till 6 p.m. Mice will be back in one hot second, but you know what time it is.
Yeah, that's right, bitches and bitchettes. You know what I'm saying? We back here at the FUBAR Radio Cafe. And guess who I is? That's right. I ain't going to say am. I'm going to say is. You know why? Because I do the biz. That's right. It's none other than the one and only My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. My name is My Sack Hayes, man. You know what I'm saying? We got that banana jack on tap.
Ooh.
You're damn right. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
I was going to say love a bitch, but anyway, we move on. And this week's investigation comes courtesy of the big news that we got last week. Gigantic news. Enormous news. I can't think of any words bigger than what I just said, so
incredible,
help me out.
Incredible. Stupendous.
Stupendous. Magnificent. The greatest news that we could get. Next level. You know what that was, DJ Sarah Love?
It was Prince Harry announcing that he wants to marry Angela Merkel. And if he wants Angela Merkel, that's his business, and we can't touch him.
No. It's actually that we're going to get a bank holiday out of this bitch. Come on, man. Let's get some noise. Come on, man. We better get a bank holiday.
No, because I heard
what?
That...
Don't even say that shit. I'm excited about...
Yeah, no, what? That's what I'm saying. Apparently, well, the rumor that I heard upon the streets...
she's black. Go on. Hit me!
Is that there's not going to be a bank holiday where tradition where we got the bank holiday for Wills and his missus.
What's that about? Why? What have we got to be angry about now?
It's a low-key affair, I think.
Wow.
Well, it's not going to be like a state wedding like how his big brother's was, I think. Because Harry
is that his choice
like,
or what?
I think basically because he's like fifth or something. He's, you know, he's not actually going to ever be king or anything like that.
Wow, that's racist, man.
Racist against ginger people.
Yeah, I'm still trying to work out what exactly is, but I'll just throw that out there now so I can be ahead of the pack. That's racist shit. How they ain't going to give the ginger guy a chance to be king? So wait there. If
no,
he dies, he dies, she dies.
No, because after the Queen, it's Prince Charles.
Prince Charles ain't going to become
Charles,
no king,
Prince
man.
Charles firstborn.
After, who's Charles firstborn?
William. After William, it's the next in line is William's firstborn.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
they're treating
so that's
it
why
like
it
that.
That's why
what
he
happened
gets
to
jumped.
Brothers in arms? So that's why he's just like, fuck it, I'm going all out. I'm eating. Look, I got sent a bunch of memes, you know what I mean? Now, let me just address this because at first I was finding it hilarious. I was getting all the memes about, you know, how it's going to be rice and peas. And
Angela Merkel likes rice and peas.
Well, this is the thing, you see. Everyone's getting the whole thing mixed up. You know, there are black people scattered all over the place. We ain't going to get into why the fuck that happened. But let's just address that not all black people eat the same types of food.
And Angela Merkel ain't black.
Yeah, I mean, she's mixed, innit? I don't know.
No, not Angela Merkel.
Angela Merkel.
Go and Google Angela Merkel.
Oh, yeah, sorry. What's her name?
That's his business if he wants. I think it's good for international relations.
That's it. What's her name again?
Angela Merkel.
No. But the girl that's...
You know, some people like an older woman.
Yeah, that's true. She is older than him, innit?
Angela Merkel.
No. The Merkel girl, or whatever her name is. But anyway, this week...
Anyway, I'm not as
you know,
deeply involved.
The fact that everybody's so excited about this situation... I was wondering, that's Angela Merkel. They do look a little bit similar. Nah, joke. this week, Mice investigates, if we the public could decide on which celebrity marries into the royal family, who would you choose and why? Hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Tweet us, @foodbarradio, @DJ Sarah Love, @MiceDiggy. If we could, you know, if we could decide on which celebrity marries into the royal family, who would you choose and why? Now, let's just get this all right. Her name is Meghan Markle. No, they ain't related them two. Are they related
Angela
at all?
Angela Merkel and Meghan.
Yeah, Meghan Markle and Angela Merkel.
I don't know, but if she is related to Angela Merkel, that I would give her props for that. I rate Angela Merkel.
Let me tell you this. Speaking of relations, yeah, I don't know if this is true or not.
Yeah.
But one of, you know,
might
obviously.
Might be fake news, but.
You know, when I do my investigations, I go undercover as Mysac Hayes. I think people might have sussed it now. I don't know if they did or not. But this, I go undercover. I put on my Sherlock Holmes gear. You know, the shit that I'm posting with the pipe. I think I'm very, you know, inconspicuous when I do that.
Me
so
too.
One of my, you know, agents that I work with, they sent me some info here that I'm going to read out. I don't know if it's true or not. I know is that on road, this is what the man them are saying.
This and is what the man them are saying.
Look, in my best road
this
man
is the
voice.
Road science.
In November 2017, yeah. The New England Historic Genealogical Society, yeah, you know what I'm talking about anyway, confirmed that Markle, yeah, not Merkel, because like, not Merkel man either, because my man, I ain't even seen my man for a long time, but big up Merkel man anyway, that Markle is a direct descendant, yeah, of King Edward III, right? Through her father's ancestor, you get me? Which was Reverend... I think that's Reverend because there's a dot after the V. And when I was in like play school, I remember the teacher said something about that. William Skipper, yeah, Reverend William Skipper. Hear this though, who immigrated to Boston, Massachusetts, yeah,
fam,
in New England. Guess what year, fam? 1639. So through this link, yeah, Markle is a 17th cousin of Prince Harry, yeah. Their most recent common ancestors are Lady Mary de Clifford, daughter of John Clifford. You remember my man, innit? The seventh Baron de Clifford and Sir Philip Wentworth, who was beheaded on 18th of May. So therefore, somehow, do you know what I mean? There's a link there. And I don't even know if it's true or not, but,
that's
some
no
crazy ass shit.
That ain't no new thing.
That's some Game of Thrones shit right there, man.
But that ain't nothing, because the Queen and
Prince
Philip...
You think that's true?
Yeah.
Jesus.
The Queen and Prince Philip are cousins.
What?
Because that's the whole thing with royal
families.
That's
why families. They didn't have kids together.
is that they keep the gene pool, you know.
That ain't some like...
No, but I think everybody ultimately is related, isn't it? Like everyone on Earth, you know, there weren't that many people on Earth 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, I get that. We wouldn't be here if cousins weren't messing around with, you know what I mean, cousins and that. But but at the same time, it's a bit weird that they, you know, they have managed to seek each other out like that. And then, don't you think? It's a bit like, yeah, let me check my book. Yeah. Oh, my God. We're like 18th cousins. So technically.
They went on that show. What's that show? And they're like, think you know who you are or something? What's the show called? Is it called Do You Think You Know Who You Are? Is that actually what it's called? That doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Know, but most of the time, man, it's someone. You don't even know if that's
who
true
Who do
yet.
You think you are? Do you think you know who you are? Yeah.
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are, fam?
Who do you think you know you are, bro?
Blood.
Get me? So anyway, man, if we could pick our own celebrity, though, because no one knew who Meghan Markle was, did they?
No.
No one weren't watching that TV show and all that, apart from Lissy.
Yeah. What's that show even on TV?
I didn't know who she was. I don't even know what the show is called, but all I'm going to say is this.
Suits.
Suits. I heard about Suits. Actually, I might have done some extras work in Suits. Is there a film for Suits? Yeah, I don't even know. I'm chatting shit, by the way. I don't do nothing. I just make it sound like
we just digress.
But listen, if we could pick our own celebrity,
yeah,
to marry into the royal family. Mm. Personally, and I think it will definitely balance out. It's proven to balance out situations, you know what I mean? To make things how they're supposed to be.
It's like diplomacy.
It's like diplomacy. It's just the balance. You know what I mean? You need, all right, fair enough, together. You've got the royal family. Bam, we throw in Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav!
How, you know what I mean? Yeah, if that doesn't balance out the whole situation over there, if people don't really, they'll be like, but, you know what? Royal family are cool, actually. They've got Flavor Flav in there.
Yeah, because it is PR. That's the success of the royal family, why they've existed so long, is maintaining a good public image. Otherwise, the same thing that happened in Russia and in France could have happened here. Like, you know, the whole OBE, MBE business, that's only been happening for like over 100 years or something. And that was started as a way to endear them to the public.
Like, you look, man, like I get it. You know, like, I'm taking you lots of taxes, spending it on little ass corgis that only live for 7 months.
Yeah, for everything. But I'm going to give you 3 letters after your name.
Wow.
And
especially if you seem like you're influential in your community, innit?
Yeah, because then if they give props to Mo Farah, that's why I felt a bit disappointed of Mo Farah taking the OBE the other day, because it's like, we love you, Mo. Everything that you've done that on your own steam, you know, like you. It's through your own hard work. There's nothing that could add to your achievement on a global, like, you know, in the history of man.
Mm.
You know, so it's like there's some real shady people who also are OBs, MBs and all that kind of stuff. Shouts out to Benjamin Zephaniah. Where you at, brother? He's an OBE. But, no, speaking of back to your question, Mice. I think maybe Jeremy Corbyn. If we could marry him into the royal family. Oh, no, Fergie, she's not part of the royal family anymore, is she? Or who else is?
Yeah,
is
what happened to Fergie? See the ginger dwab? What they be doing? We're sussing this shit out on here. People don't even realise. Look at that. That's two gingers that have just been pushed to the side. Like some negros.
But what is what people saying down Digital Pub, Mice?
Oh, mate, I'll tell you what, yeah. I went down there the other day, mate. Fucking hell, it was a fucking... Wait, I'll tell you what, yeah. He was going for it, mate. Shout out to Mark Hell. He says, Lady Leisha, her Queen's speeches are more entertaining. That's true. It's very true. Shout out to Tim Fish. He left a message there. It was basically copied and pasted from this guy called Bodega Cat, who says, if Prince Harry really wants to avenge his mother's death, you know, because people think, yeah, that's why he'd marry like a mixed race girl, yeah, because, you know, just to get back at them.
Oh, really? Is that what people are saying online?
People are saying all types of shit. You know, online is where you can say whatever the fuck you feel, even if you don't understand what the fuck you're saying. He says, if Prince Harry really wants to avenge his mother's death, he should marry Azealia Banks.
That dummy's
some funny shit, though. That's hilarious. Mark Lee Simmons says, Amber Rose, just because it would be fucking hilarious. That would be.
And then she'd be like, I got you back, Kanye. And you know, sorry, I have to say, you know, Harry.
He's real royalty.
You know, when Prince Harry met Rihanna, he smashed that.
You reckon?
Yes. Come on, like Rihanna wouldn't have gone with that.
I don't know. Do you think she's into ginger guys?
To potentially become a
Because they were saying that they were dating, innit? Or whatever. Or they saw them like...
He smashed that. She smashed that as well.
Damn, boy. Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, that's just women's intuition.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I'm not good with women's intuition. But shout out to Mark Lay. Mark Lay, he says, Susan Boyle, you want to keep living that privileged lifestyle? You're going to earn it.
Boyle. I like her. Boyle.
Well, you don't reckon
she
deserves to be in the royal family then? You know what I mean? Prince Harry just like...
What other celebrities were people shouting out?
Yo, Alan Hemsley smacked it. Alan Naves Hemsley, he says, Kimbo Slice. Let's get into a tune for that.
But hit us up if you have any suggestions. Which celebrity, Mice is asking?
Which celebrity? You know, if we had the choice, if we the public, we pay their bills, pay for their food, all that shit. If we could decide on which celebrity marries into the royal family, who would you choose and why? Hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, or you could tweet us at foodbarradio, at Mice Diggy, and at DJ Sarah Love, bitches and bitchettes.
One, two, two, two. plastic, it's drastic. Filling the hydrochloric acid, splashed it. Pull it now, reached and blasted. Pow. Pink stripes on a basket. New York style, wow. Shutter grab easy. It's only entertainment though, when thought out completely. Sad demeanor could get him the drop and bag cleaner. Master schemer, expert in that arena. Puff in Pasadena. You read the grass was greener. Black Beamer, IH gyrate. Rubbing shoulders with pigs who don't fly straight. Just ate, causing indigestion. Pursuing regurgitate into profits, no question. Nosy agent sniffing around. Pay attention, you can take that to the bank. Thanks, don't mention. Pleasure's all mine. Ain't mad at y'all. Clear advantage like playing paddleball on Adderall. Be great, that is all. Aight, one more rhyme. Self-stitching rappers' lines, pure pork rhymes.
Yo, it's after midnight, back at midnight studios. Fucking rug, got my wrist right. Brick wipe and take a spray. Yeah, you put the residue on ice, nice. Price on your baby mama had no lice, Christ. Chef T on the Gucci knit. Out the Caveva shooting two Uzis on some movie shit. Who me hit? Work tilapia. You ever had butterflies into a locked up? My nigga back the whole Ramadan. He fucked up my scup. 30 days worthy praise. Went to sleep late, got an early grave. Only met my plug twice, but I get them shits every time. Met Gala, I knock a heavy shine. Mine's called collecting heat blues. He on the cap, reading heat blues. I'm in my cell eating seafood. Big gang trying to hurt men's dishes. Pistol whip the nigga, life is so head twisted. Piss in the finest, great, life is great. If they kick down the door, hit the fire escape. Wait, you done heard dope before. This that new bench. One time I get four more. Got me a new man.
I'm feeling that. West Side Doom, Two Stings. That's the Buffalo rapper West Side Gunn. He's hooked up with Doom to create this new group. And with hope of an album on the way too. And that track is produced by Alchemist. It's myself, Oof. Sarah Love.
And myself, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
And this is FUBAR Radio. And right now we're joined by our first guest of the show, the one and only Amy True. Welcome.
Yep. Thank you for having me again, guys.
Oh, lovely to finally have you here.
Yeah.
Because I hear you've been busy. You had your album launch, is that correct?
Yeah, I had the Hoot and Annie's on Friday. I wanted to have it there because I performed there so many times. It's just like performing at home, you know?
Yeah,
and
it's
there's always a drunk crowd there. Even if you stuff shit, they'll still dance and that.
Yeah. And yeah, so Hoot how did it go?
It went really well. I had a bit of a big band. We could just about fit on the stage. I was working with Unit 31. They're a jazz and hip-hop band. We had nine of us. Horns, strings, just the shebang.
Strings as well, violins and shit.
Yeah, violin, cellos. It was like my birthday, man. I feel like I've been waiting my whole life for this launch.
Serious.
And that. So, yeah, it's 3 years in the making, so, yeah.
How was it like working with the band?
It was amazing because they're all talented people. They're just like, you know, you play them something for like 10 seconds and they've picked it up and then they're adding their own little accents onto it. And yeah. I believe in them. And yeah, they were creative and on point.
So do you reckon that you're going to move with the band now as opposed to just the DJ? Or?
I don't really want to. Oh,
I love say, DJ. Be careful what you say.
Okay. No, what I'm saying is that I love working with live band now. Yeah, I love it.
Well, that's what I'm
different.
Asking because you
I don't
do
really
get...
like DJs, especially you two.
You know what?
You know,
shouts out to Snuff. Shouts out to DJ Snuff because I
man.
See
Snuff
how much footwork that guy's been putting in
Snuff
to your
on.
Career. You know, because I see him shouting about you all the time. Shouts out to cool
like
DJ Red Alert who put on Nuff artists. And without the DJ, there would be no MC. But no, it's wonderful the experience of live music.
I didn't mean I don't like DJ.
No, I'm just pulling your leg.
I know you are. Pull it. Pull it harder.
No, but it's right. Wonderful, the live music experience. Just like to work with, vibe with other musicians and then also in the audience to watch.
I still work with DJs. I'll work with either like a drummer or a band nowadays. Mm. That's just how it is.
Oh, with a drummer.
A sample pad and or a band,
I think as well, it kind of keeps it a bit more open when if you can work with a DJ, you work with a band here, Do you know what I mean? There's more gigs you can do as opposed to, because sometimes you can't take the whole band with you.
No, and I can't afford that either.
Yeah, or sometimes, it's like, it might be a gig where, you know what, this kind of needs a band.
Yeah, so I've got really three avenues off. To go down,
That's L.
I love you, DJs.
So talk to us about the album.
Yeah.
All right, so the album is called 11. For me, it's just it's a spiritual thing. It's a guiding thing. I won't go too much into it. So the album's my journey. Up until now, and as an artist, it's always good to shed skin and move on. So there's been a lot of things on my mind, and for positive motivation and to leave blueprints for myself. Yeah.
Why'd you call it 11?
Because a while ago it was just a number that was guiding me.
And it reminds me,
it's a number that keeps coming in, and I'm not one of these people that I read about it and then I was like, yeah, that's me, 11. It just kept coming at me through mad times in my life and through I just can't even explain it. People out there that are spiritual don't understand. I can't explain it, to be honest with you. It's just 11. And it guides me. And when I see it, it reminds me to stay on the path and it reminds me to stay focused.
No, 11's a significant number to me too.
Yeah.
What does it do for you?
It does a lot of things for me, baby. No, but like Chinese numerology and stuff.
I've only got 10.
And then who is it that you've been working with then?
All right, so on the album, I was working with Chemo, but I was working with Telemachus, Big Up. He mixed and mastered the whole album as well. But I wrote the songs, and then I worked with bands, translated it with bands. Alex Hawkey, Hugh Bennett, Joe Armand Jones is part of Ezra Collective.
And also,
another guy from the band, I've forgotten your name, I'm sorry. Oscar Jerome, he plays guitar. He's doing his thing right now. And Shabaka Hutchins, Shabaka Hutchins plays sax, he's a jazz composer. I just really wanted to work with musicians. I really wanted to be creative. Obviously, before I was doing a lot of boom back with Caxton Press. And whatnot, so I just wanted to get musical with it.
And is this the first time that you've done like a live music sort of, you've worked with musicians like this?
Yeah, and I'm not classically trained or anything, so it's literally just tapping into my autism and being like, yeah, can you play it thank God that the musicians have been humble enough to understand me and be patient with me. But it's easy when you work with talented musicians.
And then who is it putting the album out?
So I'm putting the album out myself. I had a little campaign with a PR company called On The Rise. We've done a little bit of something, but I need to do more. So I'm going to re-strategize that in February. Because I'm independent and because I had like labels wanting to do stuff with me, but I wasn't happy with releasing one song a year. People that I spoke to, and they were like, yeah, well, you have to just bring out one song a year and push that, and then you're gonna have to be doing shows for like two bills. I can get those shows myself. And
so that sounds like the sort of the commercial way of like when they put out a tune and they try and make it become a hit over the course of a year or whatever. We're going to get it played in the strip club first of all. All that kind of weird shit. Was that the kind of idea behind that or what?
And it's also weird, just... it was an independent label and a few other labels, and I just thought, I want to just do it myself. I want to try it myself. So now I'm approaching another label called Rap and Soul. That someone from that label that I was going to go with suggested to me. They're American, but they understand my music a bit better and where I need to go. So before they were trying to get my tracks played on like Charlie Sloth and whatnot, but that's not really, I'm not grime, I'm not really that. My album's a bit more jazzy, soulful, and it's not really like
road rappy.
The
thing is, you do social commentary, so I think from that, there's that, obviously, there's the blurred line with the road rap thing and social commentary in a way. It's like, we're talking about the roads and the... But there's the negative side of it and the positive side of it, you know what I mean? So I think that always happens when... I had it with frigging Low Life, man. When I did the Music Maestro, and then my mum was trying to push it to like all R&B. I was like, what? Because I'm black.
Yeah,
you wanna,
exactly.
But this is just raw hip-hop. It's not... I'm not trying to do like a P. Diddy... You know what I mean?
And it's trial and error as well. Like, so I'm learning from my mistakes and I'm totally open to that. And also some of these stations and, like, you know, like Annie Mac and that, like, they're labels as well. So they'll play people that are on their label or they'll play people that are signed to the major labels. And anyone else, you got to shot a load of crack and brown and get 10 grand to get your song played on the radio and that. Mm. Even if you're an amazing artist, you get to a certain point and you're just like, here. So now, you know, you kind of, you know, you have to find another way and you have to find people that can accommodate for you. Like, I want to be on, like, I want to take my band on, like, Jules Holland. I want to, like, go on, like, my music will be, like, BBC Six. Like, I want to do the festivals. That's where I'd like to go.
You should definitely,
like,
be hitting those sort of spots, man.
Yeah, so this new people that I'm speaking to at the moment, that's where they're trying to get me, because I'm not grime. I'm not, like, you know, like, one-hit wonder things. It's music to listen to. It's music to grow to. Yeah, I don't know. That's...
And what's it like being a woman in the hip-hop industry?
Sarah's being serious with that conversation. Don't even let her try and fool you with that one.
No, because I'm into
it. All right, to be honest, there's a lot of, like, you know, at first when I come into the hip-hop game, it's like, oh, yeah, will you sing on my track? Will you sing the hook on my track? So I'm like the sing the hook on a track girl. And then when I want to do my own thing, like, people show me love, but then also I feel a little bit of, like, you know, trying to test me sometimes, like some people, and I don't know. But I get love from brothers, but I also, on the other side, I get people that are a little bit hatey and like, oh, why is she getting put there and that? Like, oh, is it because she's the girl? But no, it's because I'm good, motherfucker. That's why.
Go on, girl. No, go on. Let me give you a little and round of applause for that.
And because I'm organised and I don't, like, you know, we're all learning and that. Like, some people think, just turn up, be mashed out your face and that. Like, no, like, be organised in that, like.
No, I swear that's a big...
It's true, though. No. Some people, they come to drunk. Yeah, I just went and have a few beers and then... It's like, bruv, you came in stinking, man.
But I swear that's a big part of why some people become successful is because they turn up on time, they reply emails, you know, and they're just reliable kind of thing. And so it's not necessarily about who is... that they're a better rapper than the next person, but it's just that they're the person who you can rely on. But the album is looking really nice. Like, cause it looks pretty as well. And the T-shirts are fly. It reminds me... Is that connected to the Rise Up logo?
No, it's just connected to it's just for unity, for people and justice and for positivity. Like, be true and elevate for everyone doing anything. It's not just about, you know, free this or free that. If you believe in justice, you believe in justice for everyone, not just like certain issues that are happening. Justice for everyone. So people will be like, free Palestine, but then they'll hate like gay people.
Okay, put your phone on silent, Amy. That's good if we're on radio broadcasting. Just for silent.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, because I would say I would never describe myself as a feminist, which some people are like, dun, 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 that's outrageous. Yeah. But I'm an egalitarian. I want equality for everyone.
Yeah, I'm not even trying to say I'm a feminist. I've never said that I was a feminist. I'm just somebody who believes in, like, justice for everyone. Like,
yeah, I think
as simple as that.
People like to use the feminist brush as soon as they hear.
Yeah, I'm not trying to burn a bra and hate on a man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. But as soon as they hear a woman sound a bit more empowered than usual, sound, you know what I mean?
Grow my armpits, like, hairy and that, like, what's all that about? That's long, that stinks.
Oh, don't be mean. Nah, but no, because do you think that same thing about men who don't shave their armpits? Do you have that same judgment about men who don't shave their armpits?
No.
Because that's what cracks me up.
Because
there's lots of men who want to criticise women who don't shave their armpits. Okay, I shave my armpits. But there's lots of men who are like, no, that's dirty if a woman don't shave her armpits. It's like, yeah, but are you shaving your armpits, bruv? Mm. No. So keep your mouth shut. You want to be spoken to as an equal, whether you're black or you're white or whatever, but then you want to judge someone because they don't shave their armpits and you don't shave your armpits. Make any logical sense.
The only thing that is cracking me up about this is how many times.
Yeah, but why you gotta grow your armpit hair, though?
How many times you said the word shave your armpit?
Why you gotta grow your leg hair and your armpit hair to prove a point, Ned? Like,
is that what have some people told you that's the only way you're respected? Is if you have
that's
armpit
not what
hair.
Some people have told
okay,
me.
Okay, I've never
I've
heard
seen.
That, but
I've never
I know
heard
there's
it,
a genetic, there's an evolutionary reason, obviously.
It's all good in that, but I'm trying to.
I don't shave my armpit hair, but my shit don't grow. I don't know why. The fur on my face, it takes forever to fucking grow, and my armpit hair. The same thing. Maybe I should shave it, and that shit will actually start.
A lot of runners, a lot of people that do athletics, a lot of male athletes shave their legs and armpits and that. And I know a lot of Islamic brothers that shave their armpit hair.
I don't need to do any of that. My shit just don't grow.
Everyone do whatever you want.
There's women listening.
My shit just don't grow. But I will say this. If
grow
you got
that
long,
shit, shave it, whatever.
If you got hairy armpits, yeah, just wash them at least.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
and don't use the shit with the roll on where after it just looks like diamonds.
It's a white bit stuck to that shit.
No, I hear you. No, but you know what? It's because like all
like
of these things.
Of garbage with dad drop, boy,
we
under
all get
armpits.
Caught up on these superficial things, you know, and we all want equality. And what my dad always said to me is, all that matters is what's in someone's heart.
That's right.
I don't say so what if you know, some fascist shaves their armpits, then they're okay with you. But if they don't shave their armpit, you know, it's foolishness. There's bigger thing issues. Like we want to promote this good music that you're making.
It
Ailey.
Might not be good. I might just be on time.
Yeah. No, it isn't. We've always, but we've already been supporting the music, playing tracks off of here on the show already.
Thank you.
Love Chemo, so it's just so nice to hear Chemo back with some new material as well. And then we've got a tune of yours that we want to play right now, produced by Chemo. Yeah. So do you want to introduce us to the people?
Yeah, so this tune is called Change, keys by Alex Hawkey, double bass by Hugh Bennett, produced by Chemo.
Lovely. And what are all the links for people to like track you down? To where are they going to be catching you
next?
You can
go to amytrue.co.uk. That's got my gigs there. I've got a gig on Friday in Corby. I'm going to be organising a tour for next year and get running another PR campaign.
With the band, yeah.
Everyone went anyway.
Let's call it the hairy armpit.
Yeah, with the band. Yeah. I'll be with DJs, drummers and a whole band. So yeah,
wonderful. Everything. And you need to go to Amy's website as well and pick up one of these t-shirts because they're pretty fine.
I've got one
too.
For both of you.
Lovely.
Damn.
That's what we like.
Well, I got the blue one now.
And coming up next,
you're a boy, you get
thank
yeah.
you, Amy.
Exactly.
Because I've got to sell them. Everyone wants the white ones more than that, and I thought you would like blue.
This is a wicked design as well.
But and coming
up
next,
some people give you t-shirts and you'll be like, bruv, come on, you want me to wear that?
I know.
It just gets right to bed.
You don't want me to wear this.
It's straight to the pajama drawer. Sorry,
wear it to bed.
I've been trying not to admit that on air, but yes. And coming up next, we're going to be speaking to the lovely Rick Branson, formerly of Universal Soldiers. He is in the building.
Formerly? Oh, we gotta get into this,
I'm jumping the gun.
Let me get my popcorn for this, bro.
And we've also got the open mic coming up too. Like, hopefully you can chill with us for the open mic. Let's see how Amy builds. But right now, let's play this track. It's myself, Sarah Lahr.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
Right now, we've been talking to Amy True. And this is FUBAR Radio. This is hip hop.
Between me and my soul, my journey is never ending. It's deep for non-pretenders. Awake, your time to slumber. I feel peace in the air, and I care. While the fight is my life, I need to scatter on seas. The beat to grow, see alone. We need each other. Brothers are through, we're falling. The fist, devils are calling. I shot, so now you're falling. But your senses have gone. Underrated, now I'm here to release my soul and everybody I know. We need somebody who's real. Without a motive, I'm true. I'm gonna conquer. Soldiers, I see you shining for good. It's why you're fighting. My sister's using the mines instead of using it. Ray Chain. Down to
wipers out. It's so crazy. Take a look around.
Porn or not porn?
Some of them are going to be clips from the royal family, and some of them are going to be from porn.
That was very lustful. It's going to be someone awful, like, who's that one that lives to like 101, the Queen Mother? It's going to be awful. I'm thinking not porn. I think that's going to be someone really sinister.
I just don't think it's okay that we're doing this. That's Princess Diana.
You have maybe 15 to 20 nameable royals, and you picked Diana.
Every Wednesday, Callum McSwiggan, from 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Roll go ballistic, the former hood star who butcher a bar, flow futuristic. One writer said I sounded nasal with a snot bubble, but every verse leave burnt earth and hot rubble. If you don't know me, do your research, a useful tip. Let me speak first, don't even Google Rick. I bring a brand of success into this game. If after this a man ain't impressed, then who's to blame? I got that trademark spark, the dark flow. It's an art turning pure snow white to hard gold. It's all behind me now, this the next life. Sell out the ex-wife, you try to tie me down. Fuck the road, bro, I own the block you live in. Young guns who end up as bums ain't got the vision. This is proof of when I cook up something, I hot the kitchen. Brethren, you ain't got a pot to piss in. You ain't really ready to witness the sickness without the icky belly. I used to hunger from the hustle, never struggled when I flipped the chelly. Pay my taxes, man will never slip like Wesley or Al Capone though. Gone are the days when man would say the powder so-so. Now I roll pro, got out the chokehold, took my 12 steps into recovery. Reinvented myself subtly.
Yeah, boy. Bring that back one more time.
Bring that beat back, man.
Bring the beat back.
Y'all want to hear that beat, right? Bring that beat back.
Bring that
one,
shit back.
1, 2, 3, 4, hit it.
Road go ballistic, the former hood star who butcher a bar, flow futuristic. One writer said I sounded nasal with a snot bubble, but every verse leave burnt earth and hot rubble. If you don't know me, do your research, a useful tip. Let me speak first, don't even Google Rick. I bring a brand of success into this game. If after this a man ain't impressed, then who's to blame? I got that trademark spark, the dark flow. It's an art turning pure snow white to hard gold. It's all behind me now, this the next life. Sell out the ex-wife, you try to tie me down. Fuck the road, bro, I own the block you live in. Young guns who end up as bums ain't got the vision. This is proof of when I cook up something, I hot the kitchen. Brethren, you ain't got a pot to piss in. You ain't really ready to witness the sickness without the icky belly. I used to hunger from the hustle, never struggled when I flipped the chelly. Pay my taxes, man will never slip like Wesley or Al Capone though. Gone are the days when man would say the powder so-so. Now I roll pro, got out the chokehold, took my 12 steps into recovery. Reinvented myself subtly. Now I hope you're sitting comfortably. It's a tale of the good, bad and ugly. Brethren, I'm half suit and half hoodie. Big in business, pop root, move out fully. Now I'm clean cut, I don't work for the P work for me, G, I keep my feet up. This for Sarah, love of my Stiggy. No one could touch me, I'm electric when the fly with me.
Killer Kelp.
Sarah Love and Mike Stiggy.
Exclusive. What are you doing? Right, you reloading it again or?
No, my goodness. You see that exclusive business we get here courtesy of some of your favourite stars.
Jeez.
Boy. Come out of this country. Like, it's so good to hear your voice again on what a record. It's
you.
So lovely to see you.
Thank wait,
you,
wait. For you. People who don't, you know, some because this guy's been, he disappeared for a minute.
You know what I'm saying?
Who are we talking to right here?
Wow. We're joined right now on Food Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mike Stiggy, but don't forget about me for a minute. Who are we here with?
We're joined by the one and only Rick Branson.
It's me, baby.
But is that the correct name to be referring to you as nowadays?
Yeah, Rick Branson, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There was a few AKAs there. It was Ricochet, was Juggler Reds, but Rick Branson is...
Juggler Reds, man!
Yeah, the man that know, isn't it? They know.
That's right. What I'm saying. People need to know.
Yeah, if you know, you know. But Rick Branson, yeah, that's the mantra. That's the name. That's the movement right now. One man movement, Rick B.
Cool. Mm-hmm. But your first name was Ricochet.
Yeah.
No, no, no. I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying
like,
because
okay,
people
let's
get
not
confused.
Start this again.
there's been confusion over the years. Of course, it's understandable. But I took that name. I took that name. 92. I was just before I turned 16. I took that name, and that coincided with me spitting English. That's when I switched from rapping fake American to with an English accent.
Oh, did
and
you do?
When I was emulating all my heroes, you know, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, you know, KRS-One, whoever, Cool G Rap. But what happened was obviously when I started to develop my style and started to understand a bit more about being original with it,
yeah,
I took that name
real,
Ricochet.
About keeping
I
it
dropped,
real.
Dropped all the American style and just started sounding English. And then for a while, it took a while to tweak and to perfect and get comfortable with it. But that's why that name holds so much importance, because that's the beginning of my birth as an MC, really, as a true MC.
What was it that made you do the switch? When you were like, hey, I don't know.
You know what? It's influence. And I have to give a shout out to some of the originators, man like Rodney P, London Posse, Demon Boys. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up listening to them, man, alongside all the American hip-hop that I did, as well as dancehall as well. So... yeah, I took their man on board, and I realised that if I was going to be true to myself and really come with a style that was authentic and more powerful, I was going to have to drop that, you know, and sort of kind of dig in myself and come up with something that was a bit more real. Mm. You know, I know a lot of people use that expression, real, but that's it, really.
I mean, the thing is about it, though, I think, because even when we had Capo on not too long ago, and he was saying, you know, Annie Lennox sings an American accent.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with that? But I thought about it and I was like, yeah, I get what you're saying. But the thing with Annie Lennox wasn't going, yeah, I'm real. She wasn't chatting like, yeah, I'm authentic. This is me, blah, blah, blah. She's singing about like... with hip hop, everybody's talking this shit like, yeah, I'm the real... You know, this is the real deal here. Yeah, I'm authentic. I'm this, that.
Yeah.
You can't... after a while, it's just like... And like I said to him, you can't be like, yo, my boss do this and do that. Hold on, let me get the phone. Hello, mum? You know what I mean? It's kind of weird, like, save my spaghetti on toast.
I hear you, but I think it's also like a confidence thing with singers to embrace like the British accent too, because there's nothing wrong with the singing in a British accent either, you know, but it's just that's not the fashion. But you know, that was a big part, a cultural part of hip hop, I think, being authentic, because it's a bit strange if you're talking about these London streets
with an American twang in your voice.
But I think some people were doing that.
You see the way that music shifted here now.
Weird,
you see the youths coming up now, like for them there's no other way, like to rap an American accent. It's just ridiculous, you know?
Yeah.
You see the way the man developed through grime and from the way that hip-hop has evolved in this country, to do that, a man would just laugh at you. Nobody does that.
I ain't gonna lie, though, like, because every now and again, I dig deep, you know, I dive into that world and see what's going on with all that. And I feel like now it's coming, it's like a 180 where, you know, we used to get looked at as we're trying to do American shit because we were rapping on boom bap, on traditional hip-hop sound and stuff, yeah? And then, obviously, the grime thing comes in. And then, you know, the UK accent now is just normal. Like, I remember friends laughing at me when I was like, yeah, I'm going to rap. I'm going to do this rap thing and just do it in my accent.
In my accent, sound like I'm from London, like where I'm from.
And they're like, what? That's kind of funny. But then, you know, go around. We got Dizzy doing crazy things. You know, people all left, right and centre. But now I feel like with the sort of road rap scene, what's happening now is that it's getting overly influenced by the US sort of trap style of music and whatnot, and then now they're hiding it. They're hiding sounding American by using a UK accent.
Yeah, and English slang and everything else.
Yeah, but
slang
then there's all
me.
American slang in there as well. Yeah, they mix it up. You get what I mean? So now it's feels a level bit of lost. Like, right, well, this, I'm, you know, I don't want to name names, but there's the Nicki Minaj's. You can hear artists and be like, oh, right, he's a French Montana fan. Yeah, oh, she's a Nicki Minaj fan. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a bit much. And it worries me that people think that this is authentic now.
Yeah.
Do you know what
I
mean? When really it's just like, nah, you're just copying what, you know.
I think, you know what, you got. Sorry to cut you, but no, if I can jump in, I'd say that now I feel like for your worth as an artist, as an MC, it's beyond just having the accent. It's beyond that. Mm. You got to dig deep into yourself as a person. And what do you want to bring to these bars? What do you want to bring to a track? Mm. Do you understand? This is a science that I learned whilst writing. It's not just about stringing lines together. What do you want to convey as an artist? Who are you? What are you about? When you hear my material now, you know what I'm about, you know?
Yeah. I mean, because you had it back then as well, though. With the Bible of Reds.
It's evolved now, and you man will see that as well, because I'm of a certain age and I've gone through certain experience, so it's evolved. But I think that's a key essence of what you do as an artist. What do you bring to the table as a person, as a man, as a woman? What are you conveying in these bars? Do you know what I mean? It's not just about having an accent, because you could chat any old shit. Do you know what I mean? And just you say, well, I'm keeping it real, man. I'm from London. I'm from Leeds. I'm from Huddersfield. You know. But what are you saying, really?
And now there's a lot more people doing it as well.
Yeah.
So it's way more oversaturated in that sense.
Yeah, definitely. So in some senses, we've taken steps forward. In other steps, we may have regressed a bit.
I just feel like, right, this stuff now, it sounds like it's American,
a bit one-dimensional.
Think we're living in an era of just like homogenized culture, though, because we're online. Because even going back to like as a kid, remember those times when it was like, oh, so-and-so's uncle's going to America, and it was like incredible how it would just be a completely different range of trainers or whatever that you could get in the States compared to here, or records being released and things like that. Whereas now everything comes out everywhere at the same time, and it's almost like we're reflecting that now. Where is Ultra?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to ask.
Because many of us know Rick Branson.
Yeah.
Previously, Ricochet.
Yeah, Universal Soldiers.
Of Universal Soldiers.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people in the UK where they would say Universal Soldiers is one of their favourite groups to come out of this country.
Well, I'm honoured. Seriously, I'm honoured.
It's true though. Yeah. You lot were doing that shit before
people was calling it road rap.
Yeah,
bro.
Exactly.
You know, we was bringing what we was bringing.
Yeah, and the thing is, a lot of people were drawn to it because they understood what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think it's interesting because you've come back and it sounds like you. It doesn't sound like you're trying to. Yeah. All right, let me keep up with the times now. And that's timeless. That's because your style is timeless. First of all, explain the Universal Soldiers thing, how that came about.
Okay, I'll take it back
for those
now.
who don't know.
We got a whole bunch of new listeners. You know, Sarah's mad famous now. She's part of the Illuminati, so we got listeners there. They ain't even fans of hip hop.
Credit, might not know nothing about or know so much about Universal Soldiers.
Shout out to Lissy.
We're all about spreading the knowledge, and I think it's so important. We need to keep this torch burning of our true lineage in this country musically. With hip hop, and if we're not telling the stories correctly, this stuff is going to get lost.
Yeah.
So break down for those who don't know.
I'll break
what
it down
Universal
as simply
Soldiers
as
is.
I can. So Universal Soldiers basically was a project that was put together following a number of music workshops I was running in North London back in late '98. Yeah, I'm revealing my age now, but fuck it. And what happened following that was that Ultra got brought down by a couple of his brethren. He spat some verses. We spat some verses back to back, and their man will come up to us afterwards and saying, you lot need to do some tunes together, bro.
Wow.
Like, the chemistry.
Oh, that's
there,
how
know?
It happened.
Seriously. So originally, Universal Soldier was just supposed to be a one-off project, like an EP to provide a platform for me and Ultra to be able to springboard off and do our own things separately. Seriously. Really? So what happened was that we link up. I went to school with Fly from way back. So
that's
I mean, AH Fly, the third member of Universal Soldiers. Very important member. People forget about that.
Okay,
Fly
so
is
it's
one
not
third.
A duo then.
Nah, don't forget AH Fly, man, because he provides the backdrop, the soundscape for what we did. So we linked up, we produced a few tunes, we put some stuff together, and we found that we had enough for two EPs. So we thought, you know what? We'll put out the first one, see how it goes, and we've got leftover tracks. Street Veterans 1 come out 2000, and we had enough for Street Veterans 2. Now, when we...
2000
Street
that kept your course.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's
looking
like
good,
an adult
the cold
now.
Cold butter's working. So Street Veterans 2 come out 2001, but by that stage we've been writing more material, but this material was not proper live because Street Vets, we kind of thrown it together. We were still trying to discover our style as a group, really. And remember, it was only supposed to be a one-off thing. So Slanguage, we wrote some powerful stuff. This is the stuff of Slanguage, the album, which we then put together and released 2004.
Oh, shit.
2004 was when it came out. Ultra had some difficulties and was away for a little while. So basically, I handled putting it together, getting it packaged and released, which came out 2004. 2005, we made the decision to go separate ways, do our thing. He kind of more moved off into grime, but more on the management side, not as an artist, really.
Okay.
So he's involved with that. So shout out to Starwork Management and to Dice Recordings as well, because they're all Edmonton, man. And basically he went off onto that project, working with Grime specifically, like managing artists and so on. And then I did the No Pressure thing as a kind of like a farewell, a retirement project.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so not wishing to sound dramatic.
That was
2007. Yeah. So that's a decade ago.
Yeah, I was going to say six, but yeah. I remember.
So it's a bit mad to really end a career on with a mix CD, but that's, you know, I'd put a few tracks together. I'd worked with Ed, worked with Fly and a couple others, and I thought, you know what, let me just
bro,
put this
some
out.
People end a career on just flopping, just straight
yeah,
up.
Yeah, well, just right, nothing. So I thought, let me put this out just to let man know what I'm about, you know, about the technicals and things. So, No Pressure dropped 2007, and then that was it. I said,
did you want to quit? What made you like?
It was a combination of things, you know. It was like the struggle in putting out the Universal Soldiers material was hard because remember we were self-financed, we were running this thing, we were trying to keep food in our belly, keep roofs over our heads, and put out music. We weren't really out there on the live circuit properly doing our thing because we was trying to eat basically. So what happened, I reached a point with No Pressure, I explained it a bit on No Pressure, but you'll hear more on the album, where I was taking other steps in life. I was trying to move into kind of other ventures, like more positive ventures, more productive ventures.
You switched from into proper investment
and that kind of thing. So I kind of said, let me just step away from music and focus on some other things. But it's like with everything, bruv, I've been writing how many years? It was in me.
So even dormant, I was still
writing your bar in my head, but like, whatever.
Yeah,
but then this past year, no, 2 years, I became a fan again.
But before you tell us about the new project, because there's a new album coming.
That's wonderful
to hear. I love it. I wish we had more time. But what are the chances then of another Universal Soldiers project ever happening?
I wouldn't say no, never, but it's very unlikely.
I
think we're in different stages.
Rick Bradson right now, man.
This is the kind of thing that fans would be curious to hear.
Follow Rick Bradson and find that out. What's your how we follow you on Twitter, Instagram?
Yeah, I'm there. Rick Branson one on Facebook and on Instagram.
Follow that.
Yeah.
And you lot might find out. Yeah. But
no, because I'm saying then I was correct to say formerly of Universal Soldiers.
Formerly, Universal Soldiers doesn't exist no more.
And now you have this new project, Epilogue.
Mm. Epilogue, yeah, that's a new long player. That's I just got the final cutback today, so it's
finished. An LP.
It's an LP, 10-track album, exclusively produced by Fly. I've got a couple features on there. AH Fly's produced it all. I've got a couple features on there. The rest of it, I'm afraid, is just me.
When did I bumped into you? Was it Jazz Cafe?
Yeah, outside Jazz Cafe. And at that point,
no,
I wasn't...
not outside, it was inside, innit?
Inside and outside, innit? I was chatting to
you outside. Yeah.
Do you remember?
How long ago was that?
That's about maybe two and a half years
because
ago.
Because you didn't mention anything.
No, I wasn't writing, bro. I swear to God, I wasn't even writing. I've only been writing a year.
Yeah.
I've only been writing a year, but... I fell in love back with hip hop again. Certain artists brought me back, like your old Droog, like Carl, like Westside Gunn, Conway, Rock Marciano. Certain man just drew me back into it again. And as soon as I became a fan again, I started writing again. I'm like, what's the man going to write about now? My life is a different thing now. What the fuck? But the bars come. And when you hear Epilogue, you'll find out what it's all about.
I mean, this track here that we're going to play, is it? We're playing now, yeah? Even off this
single
track here, you get little drips and drabs. And I like the way you've done it. I like the way you've kind of, like, yeah, I was doing that, and then I'm back. Rick Branson is back, bitches.
But that's also what's nice, what I appreciated with this track, because it's something where you feel that it sounds like 2017, but it's still satisfying, like, for people who know the history of Ricochet too, which I think is a nice touch to
and
do.
Because
sometimes
video,
it's a bit painful when you see certain artists that you've loved from long time and then they're trying to do some trapping or something, and it's just kind of like,
I'm not
like,
going to mention
on
this, but I've seen a few recently. I'm like,
but to introduce the track then.
I just want to say, before he does that, thank you for given me the thirst for Cavassier over the last week.
That's all I've been doing.
You
like the video then, yeah?
Because I had a big ass bottle. You're just like, man, after you watch the video, you're like, yeah, I think I need a little
I need a liquid drink or something. You know, we shot that at 7 in the morning. I was half cut by about 10 o'clock in the morning. The missus was vexed, bro. Roll back in steaming drunk.
Yeah, boy. It's real life. You just come from the strip club or something. It's like, right, 7 a.m. at the strip club.
But the video is really dope. And it was so nice to see, A.H. Fly's name again and Evil Ed's name again, because Evil Ed's on the cuts on this joint as well.
But all these names popping back out. And it's beautiful.
Kimo mixed it as well,
Cool.
Rings have sat and done the video. Shout out to Rings, man.
And so, let's drop the track for this people. Are you going to chill out with us for the rest of the show?
When's the album out, by the way?
Have you got
It should be out for Easter. What, we got another single coming January, February time called Indigo, and then we'll drop the album Easter. But it's done. It's pretty much ready.
You doing it all yourself? For their finance door?
Yeah, I'm handling that myself, man. You know how we do. It's Branson, but it's Grand Vision, man. The next album's already, I'm about a third away through the next album after that.
Let's get used to this.
Just to let you know, I'm very productive because this album's done.
Give him the claps for that, man. not literally, by the way.
Not those claps, those claps.
I'm not playing. But cool.
You know what I mean?
This is hip hop. Rick Branson's with us in the studio. I keep it locked. The open mic is on the way.
Man ain't ready for me. The street veteran, rep for these streets. I never wanted to be no suit or dull prick, or hop on the soapbox or pulpit. I ain't no preacher, just a teacher of the facts. Without the asses, we're just feeding off the scraps. So when I'm meeting with white guys who double tick, fully suited, it's true fam, I juggled weight to take these boss steps. Epiphany, clarity of vision, like Optrex, it's in my DNA. Success around the corner, but the trauma only couple streets away. Remember making half a G a day, but we worked for it, brethren, that weren't no easy pay. It's a fine line between crime and vision, between a soldier and civilian. You don't even really know the science of how I overstand, carried on the shoulders of giants. I'm sixth sense in the truth, and the journey been real, so now I'm mentoring youth. On my ones and twos, bubble 24/7, a hustle constant. Ambition of a king, Nucky Thompson. Built a dream with my team, that's how the real shine. Saw my future unfold slow in real time. Rick got rare skills, survivalist expert, I'm Bear Grylls. I got a backbone vertebrae, made of rock, I'm a non-stop worker me. Stand back, watch the whole plot percolate. It's Rick BC, how the name circulate. I got a backbone vertebrae, made of rock, I'm a non-stop worker me. Stand back, watch the whole plot percolate. It's Rick BC, how the name circulate. Started shutting fives, no lie, I split a quarter. The boxes come later, now I'm into bricks and mortar. Two things I follow, bread on a manchella. Wanted to be the king of multiple weight, like Conor McGregor. I was on it and clever. Daily I was rapping with no backing, but it's not a cappella. Bare walls, I knew a jack of man P. Your plan ain't shot and fail, it's back to plan B. Flow 30 for the whole road murky. Deliver these bars and show no mercy. So when the man I'm bucking up on Rick Branson, the game upgrade from Nokia to Samsung. It's revolution at workers who hit the boss. I'm blessed with my eye on the best at Rick Ross. It's real politics mixed with life philosophy. Like we the national zoo, let's roll properly. I can't be shook down, cowards who end up running. Say the shit spit by Rick, the second coming. Nobody ready or prepared. You better twinkle toe your way out my space like Fred Astaire. I'm hard-headed and active, hiding dark corners, eight-legged arachnid. I write bars but a bread are distracted. Every time my dough blow, interstellar galactic. I got a backbone vertebrae, made of rock, I'm a non-stop worker me. Stand back, watch the whole plot percolate. It's Rick BC, how the name circulate. I got a backbone vertebrae, made of rock, I'm a non-stop worker me. Stand back, watch the whole plot percolate. It's Rick BC, how the name circulate. I got a backbone vertebrae, made of rock, I'm a non-stop worker me. Stand back, watch the whole plot percolate. It's Rick BC, how the name circulate. I got a backbone vertebrae, made of rock, I'm a non-stop worker me. Stand back, watch the whole plot percolate. It's Rick BC, how the name circulate.
people.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
That was Rick Branson, brand new material for you.
That's it, man. That's it.
Bruv,
and that's taken from the project.
Epilogue. Epilogue coming Easter 2018. Look out for the next single, January, February, Indigo.
Definitely.
Yeah, but you're coming back here to remind Mother Lovers now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Right. You'll see me soon in the next month or two.
And definitely check the video for that one.
Check
as well.
Check the video as well.
The video is really
Rings
nice.
Of Sun. It's on his
still
channel.
Got it.
Shout out to Rings. Can I do some quick shout outs?
Yeah.
Cool. Shout out to Rings. Shout out to Evil Ed. Shout out to H Fly, of course. Mm-hmm. Cons and the Stadium Studio, Kima won the mixes. Mm. All my family, my queen, my princess Ebony.
Aww.
And of course, can't forget my daughter. And everyone else that's showing love for Rick B right about now. Yeah, can't forget Ray Vendetta, Tesla, and of course, Omniverses and my brethren Vague. Yeah, shout out.
We love it. And what's the link though, Rick, that everyone should go to? Where do you want to send everyone to if they want
for the
more
Insta?
Information?
Yeah, just go for at Rick Branson. Yeah, Rick Branson one for Insta, Rick Branson one for Facebook, Rick _ Branson for Twitter. And then look for me on the Rings channel for the YouTube vid, yeah? Mm. Support
lovely.
It, man. Show love.
Thank you so much for coming through today. Yeah. It's so lovely to see you. Also, shouts out to 4649 on the Twitter. Darcy, Chris Laws locked into the show. Rap Brannigan, Bass Register locked into the show. Damien locked into the show. Remember, you can hit us up on Twitter as well at Foodbar Radio. We're going to be getting into the open mic very soon. But we need to give you our gig guide. Tonight, that's Monday the 4th, Freddie Gibbs, he's over at Coco.
Oh wow.
Yeah. You've also got this new thing, Spin the Mic at Scala. It's some rap battle where you can win £1,000, where I think the opponents are selected at random. So if any of you guys feel like, you know, stepping up for that this evening at Scala. Wednesday the 6th, Joe Armand Jones, who our lovely guest earlier, Amy True, mentioned, he's performing at the Jazz Cafe. You've also got Slam Jam with Oliver Sudden and DJ Nasser, and more for free this Wednesday.
Free!
That's at Zelman Drinks. We love free 99. Word on the Street is happening on Wednesday at Boondocks. Edo G on Wednesday night at Archbase.
It's too much, man. I ain't spending
too much
money on all this shit,
but you've also got Guilty Sips and Percy P and Fat Cat. They're performing at the Ace Hotel on Sunday the 10th. If you've got a jam you want us to shout out, hit us up hiphop@foodbarradio.com, and all the details are on the website for the gig guide as well. So you know, get in touch. And coming up after this,
we got some more open mic madness for you mother lovers. Right?
Right. Certified.
No matter, new life, we will teach it.
It will not listen, it has no feeling.
Y'all, soon as my niggas say turn it up, we burn it up, burn them down. Mad Lib brought the burner out. Still the hardest shit since MC Ran. My kinfolk keep his window locked. My other kin is trying to kick his window in. Bad neighbors, the homies, they the misbehavior. So you know the flow won't go major unless they throwing paper. From out of corporate skyscraper. And that's when we kicked the industry doors in. Blue and mad, Neo took the red and blue to the head. And still can't go to bed. Wild child, cold red. As big as when J-Lib broke the red. We broke the bank, it awoke the feds. Fold the bread, sleep with your eyes wide up. And turn it up when you drive by us. Turn it up, we burn it up, burn them down. Mad Lib brought the burner out.
Disgusting. 9-3 or 33rd. No, I stay in Malibu. The echelon, I put Heckle and Jekyll on. Your 15 minutes of fame is down to a second conf. I see you in it, boy. So what you stepping on? You niggas rep it wrong. You in that shit like I'm checking farms. I'm a Disrupticon, cause I disrupt the con, claiming Decepticon. Only deceiving when the weapon's drawn. That's a Megatron. I'm dropping a Megaton, a bomb. To swim with Megalodons. I got pulled like I mangled your arms. You just a ragdoll. I'd rather test dummy ready to crash walls.
That means that you ain't got the drive we do. Matter of fact, I would never ride with you. Keanu Reeves couldn't save you on a bus. Play it loud when you speed by us. Mother,
turn it up, we burn it up, burn them down. Mad Lib brought the burner out.
Whoa. This is a bad
It's that head knock, turn it to the red dot. Watch the hottest, latest gossip from the block to the next shop. Want more on my hip, I'm a walking investment. That check into your chest, you was dumb as the next man. Dropped out of school, I ain't nothing for testing, homie. Your wave turn the tide, then you dirt for sure. More on what a story, I'm a hoarder for the glory. Hit Henny to the rim, winners drink from the trophies. Toast coast where the sun set. That's women looking like money in the corset. Suckers looking kinda envy, gotta shake them off, door set. When you pray they wrote me off, they wrote more checks. Oh no, BLU, my crew, war prep. Just a step, turn it up, make the whip wreck. Yeah,
turn it up, we burn it up, burn them down. Mad Lib brought the burner out.
This is a bad.
Sorry, I'm loving that. MED Blue and Mad Lib, The Turn Up. That's the new EP. And, you know, definitely check that out because it sounded pretty banging to me. This is Sarah Love.
Yeah, yeah, this is My Stiggy. The hip hop show is right here for you mother lovers on Food Bar Radio. And guess what?
What?
It's that time.
Whoop, whoop.
Open mic time. But first of all,
let's shout out Simon locked into the show. Michael Street or Saint. Or
Michael Saint, man. When you see the ST, that's a saint.
Fam. Andreas, Saint. Versatile E, Phoebe, you can hit us up at Twitter, on Twitter at Food Bar Radio. We want to shout you guys out. But yeah, like we're saying, it's that time when we get to hear some ill live bars.
That's right. And we are joined today by our guest, Marcus Mandible.
Hello. Mandible. Thank you for having me. Mandible.
I said it right, yeah?
Yeah, man.
How did I say it before?
Mandevil. Different meaning.
I mean, you know what I mean? I'll give people like nicknames every now and again. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming down. Where have you travelled from?
Yeah, Brighton.
Brighton, yeah?
Yeah, yeah?
You got a lot of Brighton heads bringing the pebbles up. Yeah, yeah, I mean, to... What's
yeah,
it like?
No,
like
it's good, it's good, it's good. Like yeah, there's a good hip-hop scene down there. It's kind of, you know, it's lit, man. Yeah, what can I say?
Are you down with the Yogo Cop crew? Do you know
I love Yogo Cop, man. Me and Cloud9, we go way back to school.
Wicked. How long you been spitting?
Spitting officially about 5 years under a name. You know, I used to just drop at open mics and not announce myself, you know.
That's actually a good way.
Just turn up and do it and then be like, all right, cheers.
You know, the open mic scene to me was, that was like your, you know, you could go there and really test yourself.
Yeah.
You don't know any of these people.
No, it was scary at first and then just kind of like an addiction, you know.
Yeah.
Just need to keep doing it and keep testing myself in front of people. Like,
do you do much open mics now? Are there as many as there used to be, would you say?
Depends where you're looking. I think, I host a big open mic down in Brighton at Green Door, hip hop open mic. So, next one's December the 12th, and they're running through next year. So, you know, I mean, like, I'm trying to keep that tradition alive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
I love that, man. Yeah, that. You know, I'm from that, and I'll forever try and perpetuate that.
So, you more like go up freestyle, or do you have verses that you write and then go up there and test them out, or what?
Bit of both, man. I like both, you know. Freestyle's kind of I end up just talking gibberish, so like I like to, you know, have a bit of a topic in my mind.
Yeah, it's good to do that. And have you got material that you're putting out at the moment or have released already? What's going on?
So I dropped about 4 EPs this year, one's with the band, and then I've got an album underway next year.
You dropped 4 EPs?
Yeah, yeah. One with Yogo Cop, Cloud9, 2 independent ones, and then one with a band called Brunt Poetry.
Mm.
But we're not really performing, man. Like, we're a bit... we've lost our way, you know?
In what sense? What kind of
schedules.
Psychedelic drugs are...
Too many mushrooms, man. Like, no one turns
right,
up
right, they're
practice.
Growing them shits down there, isn't it? sort me out, bro. So over here, we got Spark Plug.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you hailing from, bro?
From Leeds, man.
From Leeds.
Hey! Wow.
Long journey today.
West Yorkshire,
yeah.
Nice, there's heavy snow up there already, isn't
it? Yeah, it's all happening up there. It's the north,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about Yorkshire.
So bringing some Yorkshire flavour down here.
Love
Thanks
it.
For coming down, bro.
Thank
man.
You.
Really appreciate
Thank
you coming down me. Here. So, yeah. What you're part of a group, innit?
Cold Case Records That's is it. Like the collective I'm part of.
Yeah.
I kind of started out a few years ago. had an EP out start of the year, The Fear of Nothing, Sparkplug Beats, bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just trying to get my music out like everybody else.
Yeah, so you got something coming as well?
Yeah, EP due in January. It's called Bento Box with a producer called Jay Flex.
Bento Box.
Yeah, so we're dropping that early Jan.
Bento Box, why did you call it
Bento
that?
Like a Japanese, you know, like little Japanese boxes with the different flavours in.
And some big ass boxes. There, it's a big box with loads of little boxes in it.
This is an EP, so yeah, it's only a few. Yeah. So it's like the musical version of that, because the guy I'm working with is like from a dub background. Mm. So we've got a slightly different flavour. Hip hop, but with a twist.
Hip hop dub, kind of. Dub hop.
I don't know.
I'm never good at creating genres. But listen, man, you look ready for the open mic shit.
Yeah, man, you look ready.
I can see. I feel the energy right here. Who we got on the beat, DJ Sarah Love?
We've got Tobija.
Yeah, that's
on
why
the
I
beat.
Let you say that because I didn't.
Not
I wasn't
Tobija,
sure exactly.
Not Tobija. Tobija. And Rick Branson is still in the studio as well. No pressure or anything, Rick. But yes, it's just nice
does.
To that's have you
does.
Here. You know, have you here with us. But yeah, you guys. Yes.
That's what she does, man.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to get back. But yeah, you guys ready to do this?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, let's go.
It's wicked, open man. Mic time.
Spark Plug, Marcus Mandible, Tobija, according to Sarah Love on the beat.
No, according to LSD.
This is the hip hop show right here, Fubar Radio.
Yo.
Marcus Mandible, you gonna kick it off for us? You want it? You can turn him up a bit?
A bit louder in my cans.
A bit louder
please.
In the cans.
Thank you.
There? You got it? Alright, let's go.
Jump face first to a hellfire. Tread barefoot on the balance beam made the cheese wire. Run from the future, fat boy, perspire. Sit back and chill with the wisdom I acquired. Spitting in rhythm, the mystery is hidden. I'm so smitten with the system when I'm winning. Pop one, pop two, pop three, four. Hot one, hot two, fall to the floor like, oh my god, I feel so decent. You can try to make me, but I ain't leaving. All city, all seasons, what's the reason? Don't nod your head, committing high treason. Like, yeah, best believe him. I'm a spider, creepy, cruelly, eight-legged heathen. It's amazing that I'm still breathing. Relentless pursuit, the base pulse through you.
Yo, I'm darker than trying to fight off a blind guide dog with a white stick in a room with the lights off. It's the dopest visionary. I got away with words like I stole a dictionary. My bird could be immenser, cause her brain's best. Fuck life, I face death, I lay more tracks than train sets. Till I'm laid to rest in a leather Avirex, and they cremate my flesh. So the CSA can't take that DNA test. When my semi spits, I'm on about my heavy dick. Leave my bird's belly ripped and looking like a jellyfish. Or like a spin swiped with Freddy's fist. Like machete swish, turning to spaghetti strings very quick. When I've had five zooms and try and drive through a drive through, end up forgetting my food and drive right through. Till the car rolls back like my eyes do, like my blind dude. Slurring words like my IQ is the same as my shoe size times two. I got bars and lines popping off like I discharged a nine. I'll bury you deep enough for Alan Titch Marsh to find. But I don't need gunplay. My tongue blades enough straight to my lungs, so make room like feng shui. I'm from Gloucester, what do you expect? I'm the next best sex pest next to Fred West. My vagina knowledge is that I've a gynecologist. Got plans and diagrams to get inside the orifice.
Small plug, boy. Yeah, I told you that, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to end it. Marcus Mandible, what are you saying, man?
No, I got another one.
Brighton and Leeds in the building. What's going on?
I got this. Lopsided intellect, freedom through my dialect. Phonetics eject at my neck like tape cassettes. It's the party trick, I haven't named it yet. You strung to sound the same as them. Yo, I passed the phlegmy mic, I heard your wheezy chest. Why'd you give yourself so much stress? Yes, I'll make a mess of any temptation. Cause I'm here, and I'm living in the age when kids coming at you medieval. Don't wanna do as you're told, you're not in the loop, you're in the fold. My writing's in bold, you can't match it. Your writing's a side note written in italic. I'm donkey kicking rappers in the geezer gland. Fast I reckon, coming in real smooth. Nothing but a deep groove on a broken record. Check it, I lift these heavy bars like barbells. Repetitive, hypnotic, specific lyric light bulb things like cowbells. Cause now sells hashtags in consumer ear. I'm on the high frequency. Ooh. Beating your brow till tears.
Yo. Squawk plug, what you saying, bruh?
The love's missing, but fuck bitching is senseless. I'm just trying to be uplifted like a bench press. My area, use ill-gotten gains to fill rotten veins. So we keep pill popping till that shit's off in brains. Head is locked down like I'm found with 1,000 bags of the brownest smack. Isolated and full of bars, my mind is Alcatraz. Man's baked, I just realised my single stand mate is just ready to flip on me like a pancake. Yo, I'm bad news like the Fox Channel. The black bruise on the rotten apple. Cash rules, life's a shopping channel. Cause we all comatose and remote controlled. Find me waking up zigzagging down a Roman road to instinct.
Reluctant rebel, jump in the whip and hit the pedal, flat out like a spirit level, till my car's a heap of twisted metal. Mm. I'm just a shapeshifter that moves so quick, one click, you see three different pictures. Hell yeah!
You spark plug, bro. I see why they call you spark plug now.
Damn.
Hey, my beloved, this is the Food Bar Radio hip hop show right here. You are in tune to DJ Sarah Love, myself, Mice Diggy. We got spark plug, as you just saw. Marcus Mandible, you got something else for us, right?
I can do you something else if that's what you want, sir.
To Wise on the beat.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, this beat. I like this beat as well, man. It's got that head nod. Marcus Mandel, what are you saying?
I watch them chase the snare like how dare they dare. Your nurse of reschooled cadence probably sat there writing this for ages. Heed this like a fable. Mixed messages like Cain and Abel. Rumble in the bone marrow. Who killed Cock Robin? There's no stopping the throbbing. Beating blood from my aorta. Doing this for sport to defeat political retorting headquarters. Yeah, the streets are made from water. So you gotta swim upstream, know what I mean? Sometimes the sun shines bright to those that choose to gleam. But others, it's just not that obviously it's real. Dive deep, prove it's not imaginary. Just remember you heard it from me. MMBRUNT, that's Marcus Mandible from the band Brighton Brunt Poetry. I grab the mic and watch it burn like plastic. My imagination stretched like elastic, so don't get drastic. Putting punches, don't expect magic. I don't think that anyone can match this. My rhyming mind state is complex, algebraic mathematics, dispersing verses, bursting through universes. Can't learn this on courses, running free like wild horses. The cause and clauses, the fire rains through my veins with no pauses. Subliminal, criminal, shortlist, never imprint. They paint a pretty picture, can't you tell me what is missing? What's
Marcus
missing?
Mandible right there, boy. Jeez. Intense mother lover right there. Spark plug, what you say, man? Hit us up with one more. Come we go, bruv.
I cross the line, I don't choose lanes. I make a DJ pull up on the track like Usain. Yo, the way that I spit off the top, you may like, yo, I'm on FUBAR dropping the hip hop because I forgot my bars, but I still bring it through bar. That means I fuck it up. Yo, it's spark plug comes and rock it up. Yo, big up my man, Mice Diggy and Sarah Love. Invited now, the man from spark plug.
Yay. Yo, man, this is the hip hop show right here where we have a lot of fun, bitches and bitches. MCs, if you want to get on here, just like these two did. Bro, I nearly dropped my computer doing that. That's how excited I got. If you want to get on here, just like these MCs did and rip it up, hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com with the subject saying open mic. All you got to do is send us a SoundCloud link or a YouTube link of your best bits, your best tunes, your best bars. Don't be sending those, I just thought this might work. Producers, if you want to get on here just like Tobijah, same email, hiphop@foodbarradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat. All you got to do is attach 1 minute snippets. You can attach 4 1 minute snippets separately and just make sure it says open mic beat and we'll hit you back if what you got is worthy, bitches and bitches.
Shouts out to Suko Uno, locked into the show. Alexi, locked into the show as well.
That's the evil voice, love.
You got one more, Spark Plug?
You got one more? Okay. You sure, yeah? Just don't pressure, bro.
All right,
let's do this, man. Yep. Spark Plug, you got one more for us.
Yo.
Come we go.
The swamp monster from Gloucester is back. I ain't been away, I'm just unresponsive on smack. Electronically tagged in a coma, unconscious, locked in my flat. Dropping so much shit, I had my ass replaced with 2 colostomy bags. I'm smoking like Doc Cotton with fags. I put you rotten in scabbed body and bags dropped in the sea. Tied to breeze blocks to be eaten by lobsters and crabs. I'm the most obnoxious and rap, so check it. I wasn't allowed at the fun fair. As a young brat, I once took a spud gun there and made everyone run scared. I'd fill up on E numbers and munch 3 E's and bounce off the walls like free runners. I'm so cold you need 3 jumpers. I spit a flow that's stronger than North Sea currents that sweep the corpse 300 metres offshore to a beach where you've been covered by seaweed and feasted on by 3 buzzards. Yo.
Yo, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, man. Yo. Yo.
If you ever, MCs, if you ever do that, if you ever like, yeah, let me give you one more, make sure you kill it like he did. Don't come back with one more. And like,
But what are the links and stuff to share if people want to hear more from you guys?
Yeah, you can find me on like all major places, you know, whichever invented, selected, perspective, projected correctly. You know, you'll find me on all those likelihoods at Brunt Poet, Marcus Mandible.
Well, that whole, you know what you just said, rhyme, the whole thing sounded like you
No, I thought you were kicking another verse.
Oh, no, I was just talking.
Marcus Mandible, that's some talent right there. And Spark Plug, how can we get hold of you, bro?
Instagram, Spark Plug is alive. At me.
Wait.
Yeah. Come at me.
Wicked. Yeah, I got some more answers for the investigation.
Shouts out to Tobijah on the beat as well.
Yes, Tobijah, man. Killed it. That's some soulful shit right there. Also, Don't forget, our next show, in January, we're going to have our 100th episode. We're going to be we're celebrating 100 episodes, not years, mother lovers. Don't be looking at me like that, you know what I mean? Yeah, we're going to be celebrating the 100th episode, DJ Sarah Love. So we're going to let you lot know there's a whole bunch more surprises that are going to happen there. It's January the 8th.
Look, basically, me and Mice have been holding it down for 100 episodes. Yeah, every week we are live on Fubar Radio, broadcast you every Monday, making sure we're bringing you the finest MCs on the open mic, the finest guests representing the UK and hip-hop globally. You know, we've been putting in work to make this show happen. And I'm telling you, the 100th episode is going to be a corker.
Yeah, the 100th episode.
Sorry, Mice is always joking.
Yeah, and it's going to be a corker. A huge cipher. The reason why we're mentioning this now is because Sarah's not going to be there next week. I'm going to be on my own. And I got something in my eye. Yeah, so Sarah's not going to be here. So she wants
next
to wish
week,
you luck.
Next week, that is. But I will be for the 100th episode.
She just wants to say Merry Christmas to all you mother lovers. And if you are going to eat a turkey, make sure you kill it yourself. Strangle that bitch. Give it a rear naked choke. Make sure you get your hooks in. But listen, I got some more answers off my investigation. We do some important ass investigations up here, Marcus Mandible. I know this is something you'd be into. Listen, I was trying to investigate. If we, the public, could decide on which celebrity marries into the royal family, who would we choose and why? Have you thought of anyone you'd...
Which celebrity?
Yeah, because you know the Meghan
Ozzy
Markle.
Osbourne. I like that.
No, Ozzy Osbourne.
Definitely.
Spark plug.
You
want to
break
anyone?
Up the Osbourne family?
I don't know. Jodie Marsh.
Jodie Marsh.
Rick Branson, who have you got? Who would you like to do?
Dave Chappelle.
I didn't think of him.
Yo, shout out to Alan Helmsley. He said he also said the Yorkshire Ripper.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't know how that would work, but
so messed up.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Toast. He says, anyone who's gonna die soon, I want a bank holiday. Shout out to our regular flat earther. You know what I mean? My conspiracy buddy, Gleam Mac. He says Tom Cruise would fit in. He knows how to play a vampire well and hoards lots of money.
And he's part of a cult already.
Yep. And shout out to Lou Maverick. He says Russell Brand. I ain't going to lie. I thought he was already related, like 13th and a half cousin or some shit. Because he looks like he's got the face. When you see his face, he look like them old school paintings anyway. Sir Richard whatever. Shout out to Stranix. He says Henry Rollins.
Yeah.
Oh, is he still around?
I don't even know who that is. I ain't gonna lie. Benediction says Louis Farrakhan. That's bringing a balance. That's similar to Flavor Flav. You bring that balance. Louis Farrakhan, Flavor Flav.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, Greg Blackman, he says.
Professor Griff, he'd be another good one. Professor Griff. But there's no women for them to marry. We need to wait for these little kids to grow up.
It don't matter. And Sarah, by the time these kids grow up, they'll be marrying cats. Like, dogs and cats will be, you know what I mean?
Corgis.
All involved. Yeah, corgis and that.
Shouts out to Children Aziz locked into the show, by the way.
Yes, shout out to Children Aziz, man. I mean, look, the bottom line is, man, we need to try and push who we want to be in there.
Because we're paying for this shit. So we might as well have a say in, like, how this is working.
Yeah, you're right about that. So shout to Simon Algrove. He says Ill Bill.
Ill Bill.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't be mad at that. R.A. throw a little R.A. the rugged man in with the royal family. I ain't mad at that.
It's not
balance. We're trying to keep that balance. Imagine that. We'd be like, right, royal family are cool. They got R.A. the rugged man. Flavor Flav married a corgi. You know what I mean? It'd be like, right, I can deal with
Wu-Tang.
All that. Yeah, you'd be like, yes, nah, bro.
Yeah, they're the Windsors.
Yeah, that's where I get my drawers from. I go back in the palace, get my D, you know what I mean? They got all the strains there. You can press it. Make your own concentrates.
Yeah, let's get Redman in there too, man.
You know what I mean?
Let's get an official holiday for 420.
But I want to end it on this one because I think this is probably the most important one and makes the most sense.
It sounds
so shout
serious,
out
Mice.
To my brother James Cole. I always say there's a show ender, and he dropped the show ender with this one because nobody thought of this one. He said, Donald Trump. Just when you thought shit couldn't get crazier. We'll end on that one.
That's appalling, terrifying. Thank you so much, Rick Branson, coming through to the show. Thank you to Amy True, to Bijar, Marcus Mandible, Spark Plug, yep. And to you guys, the listeners, because this show is truly all about you. If you've missed anything, any of the episodes, you can listen back, foobarradio.com/shows/hiphop. Make sure you lock in next Monday, 4 p.m. and join Mice. And he is going to be taking care of you. Up next on
Fubar.
Yeah,
I think my sister's coming for this one. You lot are going to get... her brother and his sis.
Really?
The first ever. Yeah.
Whoa. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried because she's a wild one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's a bit of a wild...
I can't wait to hear Mice get in trouble live on air. Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know what I mean?
So make sure you tune in.
Going to be battling the full heads up here, boy. I'll tell you that right now. You look better get your laughs in there now because she comes,
there's
that's
no
it.
Laughing on her.
Yeah, we might create a new planet up in this office here, yeah. Around this studio.
So 4 p.m. Fubar Radio next Monday. Join us up next. You have Michael Payne and Reese Sanders taking care of you. And remember, take this message mm-hmm. with you, people. It's peace out from me, Sarah Love.
And peace out from me, the inside.
Unity. Brother, sister, there's got to be. Every now and then, a little honesty and trust among us, a little love and harmony, and there'll surely be some unity. Unity.